Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
It's too damn hot. Good morning, I'm Paige.
It's too hot to be eating deviled eggs in here. God bless.
Well, I mean, I had to balance out the onion smell.
Yeah.
I said I didn't smell an onion
gurgling
smell.
In the bottom.
Paige walked in here and said it smells awful, like we in the club or something.
Well, you also vomited.
Yeah, I did. I did on the last, because it was a big chunk of onion.
Mm. I should have known.
She said if Tadpoles was a strip club, that's how it smelled like in here.
Mm-mm.
I don't think I've ever been there.
Rest in peace.
No, you were thinking of the place down near Conway, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Dadpoles. mature men.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Dadpoles.
That sounds like
you
a
fun wear
one.
Like big white Nikes, but you're naked.
Yeah. Hey, dudes.
Do you like some big...
Nope. Big white Nikes.
Like some big flounder? Yeah. You like fried flounder? Come on down to Dadpoles at the beach.
Go
Dadpoles.
And smoke outside at Dadpoles. All right. Well, headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. It's so hot that people are getting double takes for their hoodies. Who's wearing a hoodie right now?
Members of ICE.
So hopefully nobody.
And roads are buckling. You know, because...
Oh, did you see that video? You got to talk about... You outside, like, oh, it's so hot or whatever. Imagine having to, you know, go out and look like you're going to paintball, but you're really going to round up some immigrants. That's going to be hot, too.
It really is. It's too hot to do it. Just let them live another week illegally. Just do
I'd
it next
say,
week.
Man, like, maybe, like, football season starts. Then we get it going again.
Well, they at least expect it. Well, she's talking about the road buckled. There's a video of it, and people keep driving over it. They will not stop.
Dummies.
Because it goes up in like a vertex, like a
vortex,
like this thing right here, like a, like an A, looks like an A,
arch,
letter A, but they'll drive over it trying to jump it.
Oh,
it's gonna bottom out your car.
Oh yeah,
stupid dumb bastards,
dumb.
Big dummies, ass H's, stupid dumb ass H's.
Stupid. You have to have a Confederate flag on the hood of your car to jump something like that. And you
learned?
Have to go yeehaw.
Well.
Paige, do your yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
I'm so fake.
I
didn't feel it.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
That was a California yeehaw.
Yeah, it was.
What's the difference? You do a yeehaw.
You do a yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
I'm going to do a U-Haul. How about that?
Oh, why don't they do that? Why don't people pay us to market?
Now, I see why you did that, because you yeehaw if you're going to, like, nudge your horse and get him to run.
Oh, you just kicked the S out of him.
Yeah, that's why you wear spurs.
Is that what you're doing?
Kick it in.
Was that what the yeehaw was for? Let's go. Let's go, pony.
That's it.
Back it up.
That's
Buckaroo.
What they were saying on the outtakes of the movie The Outsiders.
Back it up.
Stay golden.
Let's go, pony boy.
We're at gold.
Pony boy. Yeah, so it's so hot out there, and fancy ice is trending.
Fancy ice?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
What is that? Where they go round up people in nice neighborhoods.
So if you're looking for an ice cold beverage to keep you cool.
Oh, okay. See, I hear ice now. And sorry, in the 90s I hear ice. I'm thinking diamonds. I hear ice in the early 2000s. I'm thinking of the new style of beer being sold. Bud ice.
Oh, Bud ice.
Coors ice.
It's like, you know, ice special house. Shapes.
Now I'm thinking of immigration.
Stamp with images on the ice or, you know. With flowers inside. I've done that.
You know what? I need some clarification on the local raid that they had at a Mexican restaurant that ICE was at. And I think Homeland Security, too, or somebody else. They talked about trafficking when it came to two minors. That's not sex, right? Like, I took that as working illegally. But is that considered trafficking?
See, that's something I've said for a while that...
Like, I don't know.
When you're a sex offender now, it could be something as vile as, you know, send it to whatever level of your brain you want to go to. It could be that, or it could be you happen to be urinating outside and a kid walked by.
And you just so happen to hit him on the foot.
You know, you don't even get near him.
He just sees it from, like, you know.
He just thinks you have a sprinkler coming out of your pants.
Yep.
You know.
He tells his teacher, and that's it. You're on the list for life.
You're on the list. You got to tell her. That's how you meet your neighbors. You've lived there for 10 years, but now you got to go tell them. By the way,
yeah,
I've lived here for a decade, but now. But you can't say, by the way, I didn't get it from, you know.
They won't specify it on the list.
Nope.
They're just on it.
So with the trafficking thing, I was thinking the same thing about that as well. But I'll tell you this. And I won't go too back much of a backstory on this, but I will write it down for you ahead of time, Fat Boy, because you will ask me, and I can go ahead and knock this out now.
Oh, I got a question.
I was talking to a friend of mine, and what's the best way to describe? Friend of color, okay? And if we want to even break it down even further, you know, somebody you might would have to say, hey, what's your background?
You want to know. You want to make sure you address it respectfully.
And he was, and I said, God, you know what? He's like, this was last week, not this past weekend, weekend past. So not this past, but the one
2 weeks ago.
There you go. He said that he had never felt such eyes on him going around to businesses and stuff. And I mean, like.
So I don't know why when it comes to his case. Because I'll just be honest, he's a well manicured, well dressed person.
I mean, he is Rico Suave like hell. But it's just one of the. And I was like, God. So think about that. So let's say, like, you're here the right way and you did it by the book and blah, blah, blah. But then you're still in that time where you're like they're saying right now, California's economy is so screwed because legitimate American, you know, American Latinos, Mexican Americans, I don't know, I'm just white. They're scared to go out in public because people will just assume that they are illegal. Thus, they're not even going out and spending money.
Tell me how this works.
I don't know. I'll go ahead and tell you.
When you're talking about the taxes, and you can put it on California's level, federal level, whatever. So these immigrants that work illegally, they don't have Social Security numbers, but they can get tax identification numbers. And then that's what they can use to pay taxes with. But how do you get that if you don't have any ID? Like, they were just giving them out? I know some guys use numbers. I've known somebody 20 years ago that did it. Like, three of them used the same number.
The same one?
Yeah. They got called eventually, but they were hard working. Like
when you say a number, like, is you talking about like an EIN?
Social.
Oh, okay.
But, like, you don't even have to have that to get the tax identification number.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what's got to be fixed.
I don't know.
You want to talk about some science?
Yeah.
Or something.
What's the option? Science or?
Depends on what you say.
Science or something from Cobra Kai. Science is interesting because it could be personal.
Okay, go science.
Science is about the old people smell. If you know, like, old people smell. Yes, exactly. That's why I said this could be personal. It can be cured, according to this, by mushrooms, consuming mushrooms.
All right.
So that old people smell.
Sibisala.
It's not your imagination. It is a real thing. It's not just the mix of mothballs and decorative soaps and
like a smell of mildew. There's some sitting water nearby.
What is that? Is it the skin?
I told my daughter, I said, if you ever get in my car or come to my house and you smell like, because when you, it sounds like a woe is me thing, but when you live by yourself, there may be not a stink, but just like, I don't know. So I said, hey, if you ever get in a car or whatever, like, and it stinks, you didn't tell me. Or whatever.
It's probably going to smell like doo-doo from the farm.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of times it will be because of that.
Your mats are brown.
They were black.
Oh, boy. All right. So
I already told you about the one the other day. I had one stuck in the grill of my freaking...
the grill of the shoe.
That's a haunting smell.
Literally melted into the shoe this turd.
Well, technically what you're smelling is, like Fat Boy said, it is body odor, but it's not... hygiene related. There's a compound called 2-nonyl.
They'll find a way to get rid of that.
That is created by chemicals in the body breaking down over time, and old people secrete 2-nonyl, which produces the smell. But
is that why my eyes water the older I get? Like, I wake up with crusties like I've never woke up before. Like, I must be squalling during the night.
You might be.
Or allergy.
I don't know. Let's see if you got any bite marks on the pillow. That's a good indicator.
I got some stains on them.
Oh, lovely.
David. Got Aaron Lewis.
But you can do something many about others. The old people's smell. There's a remedy, sort of, that you could treat it. And
stay away from
them. There's a report that says eating mushrooms up to 4 times a week might help eliminate that in the shiitake.
Portobello?
Is that how you say it?
Or oyster mushrooms, or even button mushrooms. So
button mushrooms?
Button.
Oh, boo.
I meant to throw this in earlier. I have a random question for cops. You could text in the answer because I can't figure it out. So we're talking about the sex offender list. I know somebody that's on it for something they did 30 years ago. Obviously, they have to stay on it. But it says adult predator. Like, what does that mean? They haven't slipped up in 30 years. So why are they an adult predator? Like, I don't. This is one of those
Do you know what
things.
The original charge or whatever was?
It was with lewd under 16. At the time.
How old was the person?
The actual committing party?
Yeah.
At the time, I think, like, you know, late 20s. I don't know what it means, adult predator.
I don't either. It makes you wonder.
You can text 800-774-00. You should have the number already, but, you know, I'll give it to you anyway.
Yeah. Put, like, a little police siren emoji on there if you're a real cop.
Or so nutty, if you know.
When was the last time you went to a restaurant to eat a nice dinner?
What do you consider nice?
That's like a great question.
Down? Sitting down.
Friday.
Yeah. Saturday for me.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah.
Had some barbecue.
Why do you ask?
Well, nosy. Because there's study that found that it's uncomfortable when you're served Pre-pay. And somebody gets their food before you do, and they start eating and they don't wait for you.
I don't mind that.
Should you wait? Nah.
I mean, I will, but if they start, I don't.
That's
get
just
old.
Bad service. That's the restaurant's fault. They should serve
well,
you together.
Well, somebody's just they're not both going to come out at the same time. Somebody's just setting for a little
bit.
Yeah,
somebody's
so
not
I don't
doing
mind it.
Your cook needs to do a lot better. Needs to come out of the kitchen together with your order. Your order
Big
needs to be
cook.
There together.
Bojangles, if you're listening right now, she didn't mean what she said. I'm talking to the restaurant, not the P1.
I do love Bojangles. He's the best clown I've ever met. Dang
do you remember
it.
The apron Triple H wore to the ring when he was in DX that said suck the cook because
he
was out there doing his grilling bit.
Kiss the cook. Yeah. He got it all wrong.
But it had big DX. You had the suck it angle. You had to put that in.
Yeah.
Suck the cook.
Remember the in the great outdoors, do you remember what the name of his boat was?
Yep. Suck my wake.
Nice.
I love that. I thought that was great. What a good movie, man.
Roman's going to bring his wife and his two girls.
His what?
That was his brother. Roman's coming.
Yeah. The two girls, boy, they were like redheaded versions of the twins in The Shining.
It's kind of creepy looking. That's
freaking weird. Kids. They like to go hang out in old mine shafts and shit. Stuff.
And the dress?
I didn't say it.
Oh.
He pretended he was dumping out, but I didn't say it.
It's just a good practice.
He can't help it.
Boss wants me to work on my skills. It's like radio combine over here. Oh. How fast can you turn around and hit the dump?
Oh, wow. Well, that's why you're wearing a trench
you're
coat.
You're a quick dumper, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah, well, I'm getting better.
Yeah. You are.
The spinach.
He's got the best dumper in the room, I would
he
say.
He is. I would say by far he's the one that mastered dumping.
Yeah. They'll call me dry steamers for nothing.
That's right. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more show for you. We'll also give you a glimpse into day two of King of the Rings.
Oh.
Right now, Fat Boy leading 1-0 over freaking me. It is The Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
You almost did.
Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I mean, I wasn't saying that like some kind of hoity-toity bougie thing.
I think it's like cardio hip-hop.
It's called working out. You know.
I knew a place that did it in the parking lot. Like, the ladies would meet for Zumba, and they would do it in the parking lot, and they could cause so much
during
hell.
COVID?
No, this was a little before that. They caught so much hell.
Yeah, Tanya wants me to help her teach a class like that outside.
In a parking lot?
But I don't want to be jiggling outside in front of people, jumping up and down.
Parking lot Zumba.
Charge them $2 to come inside and watch that.
People scream so much stuff out the window. Bad stuff,
Oh, my
too.
God. With us bending over and stuff. I'm not doing that.
It's like when when I went to, look. I went and did I've done it.
God almighty.
Four times, I think. Twice I did it at a brewery, which, I mean, put any activity around drinking, Honky's going to show up to do it. We love drinking and don't want to feel like we're alcoholics, so we have to put a, you know, golf or pickleball or hiking or whatever you want around it. And
that's how we roll.
Anyway.
I don't know if you've done Zumba.
I've not.
But fun. I don't know the difference between Zumba, jazzercise, and yoga.
I mean,
they really don't.
Jazzercise fun. Yoga, you know, yoga.
Yoga's stretching.
Yeah, that's stretching. I do yoga all the time.
I do enjoy the ladies that get in various towns parades with their jazzercise and little demonstrations.
Yeah.
It's like little karate, mall karate demonstrations.
Yeah, jazzercise is kind of like faster aerobics.
Ooh, no.
Boo.
Yeah.
I'm good on that.
And then Zumba is kind of like, I don't know.
Is there a cold yoga? Can you go do yoga in like a walk-in freezer?
I wouldn't advise that.
No. You get frozen sweat all over you. That would suck.
I mean, you might be a little stiffer if you did that. Yeah. That's why hot yoga is so good, because you're looser in the muscles.
Would you not question if somebody offered you a class? Or
the three of us talking about exercising classes.
I know, right?
That's fun.
But it's like, you know, parking lot, anything. Just like if you're a trainer, but you don't have your own gym, I kind of question that too. Like, hey, I'll meet you somewhere at your gym. Like, okay, you're a rogue trainer. They're not going to let you come in and train me at another gym.
One thing
about that, and I'm going to say, is that you need a sprung floor if you're going to be jumping around on, because you could injure your feet.
So why don't you go exercise
at Trampoline World?
That could be dangerous too, but you need something that's going to be...
the whole floor is a trampoline.
I would go cliff diving if there was a trampoline on top of the cliff that I could jump off. It makes me feel like if there was a pit of Minecraft squares, you know, foam over here or whatever.
What about bungee jumping? Would you do that?
But if it was just a room where that was, I wouldn't just run and jump off and fall into that pit. But because that's where you go to do that, yes, I would feel okay of doing that. But if I'm in a warehouse and there's a big pit of foam squares, I'm not going to run and fall off into it. I mean, that's dumb as hell.
I wouldn't trust
me.
I was thinking about this over the weekend.
I'm not a diver.
No.
I was up high.
They do it deeper, though, Paige.
On a second floor, and I'm like looking down. I'm like, I didn't realize this was this high. Even if they had something to catch me, I couldn't jump.
You don't go on the high dive and jump off?
No. I'm like, I wouldn't trust that the air pad would catch me. Like, I would immediately go through it.
Or
those little foam blocks you talk about.
How deep is the water below you?
You think, oh, I can climb out of that.
Oh, you can't.
Then things start to like, it's like quicksand. You ever been in a ball pit? Like the one of them that's, I call it Minecraft, but they're all cubes and everything. Mm-hmm. It's hard as hell to get out of.
It really is.
And if you're the parent, you got to get like the lifeguard guy come over there and help you.
I had to rescue a kid out of something like that, and I was wearing tights, and it was hard to get traction on my feet, and I couldn't take off my tights because I was wearing a dress. And
could.
Really hard, so I had to climb over this stuff to get this child who's crying.
You telling the kid that works there, I got a whiz. He's like, the whole floor is a trampoline.
The whole
even when
floor
you go to the bathroom.
I know.
You got to jump up and down and piss at the same time.
You know how it's like the playground and there's like a slide situation and
That's why they have the really tall urinals there.
You have to climb over some kind of slippery wall thing, and I couldn't get over, and somehow I said, somebody's got to help me get to this kid. So I managed to get
over.
It's
weird if I say it.
Get her out because she was upset because the older kids were running her over.
What was her parents?
I was babysitting.
Oh, okay.
I got you now. Yeah, I thought you were just running to help a child that fell into a ball pit.
I'm about to go back and re-listen to that one.
Back in my day, kids, we didn't get to jump in ball pits because there was probably needles in there.
Oh, God, that was always the urban legend.
That was the urban legend.
Hey, man, you know the guy that has AIDS, the chef? Yeah. They also have a ball pit with needles in it.
No way. Is that where he puts his old needles?
He throws them
in the ball pit at Blanky D's.
They always connected them. Yeah, man, that's where he got his AIDS from, the ball pit. Then he's like, oh, I feel okay. I'll go back here and make burgers.
He ain't gay. He got it from a toilet seat.
Oh, God.
All right. Wait, how many friendships and families were severed right down the middle? It's like, I'm not gay. I sat on a toilet seat and got it.
I don't, you know, you mentioned the urinals that go all the way to the floor.
Yeah.
I don't see them much anymore, but that is pretty cool. It's like you're peeing in the floor.
Well, it's...
You know, people miss all the time.
Gross.
I mean, it's literally like it's built into the... Well, I mean, it's built into the wall, you know, and it's like... I don't like when you go to the ones where they have the father-son pissers.
I know.
Where, like, what do you do if you're... You got to go and the line's formed a little bit or whatever, and they ain't nothing but a little guy pisser there.
That's what we had to do with the trough. You had to go stand hip to hip.
I had to get on my knees to take a whiz.
No matter how old you were.
And on shorts.
You're like, man, I'm in eighth grade. I'm standing at a trough with grown-ass men barely up to their hip. I'm like eye level with, you know, with all the swords.
Oh, man, I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I got to have the guy hold me up just so I can, you know, go in the thing.
Can you imagine?
They're all going at the same time, too.
My dream come true.
Man.
Smell horrible.
See, first grandson visit into a bathroom at a restaurant, me by myself with him. Now, as, you know, like one who can do his own thing.
You just kind of hold him under his arms?
No. So the way he goes, because he's, you know, he's short. He's three. And, you know, he can't just stand in front of it because, you know. You know, and hold it, you know. I don't want to be graphic or anything, but like...
He needs a little help, you know?
You have to set him up on the toilet seat, and then he...
Oh, like he stands up on the seat.
No, he's not like pile driving. Oh, he's okay. Like, he's sitting on it, but he's going to the restroom himself. But I wanted to put paper down on the toilet seat. He's like, why are you putting... He didn't say it this well, but he said, why you put... paper towels on toilet seat.
Give you something to aim for.
I'm like,
so why do you sound like an old Asian
learn
lady right now?
English. And then so he's sitting there going, and I'm like, it's weird. I'm like hugging him, holding him up so he doesn't fall over, because he's got himself in one hand and he's bracing with the other one. And I'm like, what would this look like, somebody walking into this Cracker Barrel bathroom right now and seeing,
you gotta hold up a sign. My grandson.
It's my grandson. I swear to God. I'm kneeling beside him while he goes to the bathroom. There's a sign here. Read it.
What about the farm? Do you encourage him to go outside if he has to?
Well, I mean, he looks over at me and I'm waving at him while I'm doing it, so why not?
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I love the Rise Guys.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, look at you famous people celebrating the birthday on today, June the 24th. Happy birthday.
Oh. Or... Suck it. Let's go with no music for this guy. He is probably the most famous footballer in the world, though.
Oh.
He's won a bunch of Palme d'Ors or whatever they call them.
Does he have the same
Balloon d'Or
first name as George and Weezy's son on TV's The Jeffersons?
I don't know, but he does share a first name with the famous Commodore.
Yes, it is Lionel.
It is.
Lionel Messi.
It is Messi's birthday.
Lionel. Maybe he was named after the
Messi?
Train.
Lionel.
He is Messi. Wow. What does that mean in French, Paige?
Messi. I do not know.
I don't know. Is he Italian? French?
He's Argentinian.
Is he Argentinian?
I did see a video where he pulls up to a dock. Some guy just happens to be waiting there with a soccer ball and a Sharpie.
Of course.
He signs it for him, but still. Worth a lot of money. He does sign a lot, though.
40 Lordy. Lordy Lordy. Lionel 40.
Lordy Lordy. I'll say 41.
Lionel Messi is 38 years old. He's got to deal with somebody that they get his jerseys first. Now, he'll sign them, obviously, but they go straight to him.
I don't think
it's Ken Golden.
It's not UDA either. I know exactly what you got. I see ads for it on Instagram all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, who the hell is it?
Wouldn't it be nice to know you could sit down with the Sharpie? Jeremy Clements, listen up. It is funny you could sit down with the Sharpie and make $1,000 just out of the just by How signing nice. Your name.
Jordan will sign a little more now because he's always at the tracks.
Yeah.
Kids walk up to him, he'll sign. He never signs. Oh. I ripped that shirt off a kid and cut it.
That'd be a great movie. Like, you say, I want to meet Michael Jordan. And you're like, yeah, but we're like in our 40s now. He's not going to meet us. So we do some kind of ritual to become young kids. But then the next day on the way to the Bulls or Charlotte Motor Speedway or wherever, we get child trafficked.
Dude, this is basically Big, but with Michael Jordan.
But child trafficking, there's a real message at the end. Like, don't traffic kids, man.
Don't get trafficked.
Don't talk to fortune tellers. Someone from the show The Office.
It is. She also had her own show called The Mindy Project.
Mindy Kaling.
Mindy Kaling, it is.
She's so many producer credits, man.
Is she good looking?
I think she's attractive.
I don't
think she's funny.
I don't think she's... I mean, just
she's lost some weight. She looks really good.
It ain't always got to do with that. Yeah, I mean, it ain't got to do with anything either. I'm just saying.
I don't mind some cushion for the pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's good.
I want something I can squeeze onto.
I will say Mindy Kaling.
Not too much, though. You can't look like me.
4'6".
Hard to get around. 47.
She is 46 years old today.
Look at you.
Oh, Mindy.
I'm getting paid. Chicken or, dinner.
You don't say that to a vegetarian page.
We don't do it.
Okay. So
I'm on
sorry.
My second day of all veggies.
She's the she was Dr. Susan Lewis on ER.
Oh, I ain't helping.
Sherry Stringfield.
Oh.
And what's interesting about her is she left the show right before season 3. Didn't want to do it anymore. She left right before they negotiated huge syndication deals.
Huge.
For the rest of the cast. So she missed out on millions of dollars.
Damn.
I don't know who that is.
And then by the time she came back, you'd know her if you saw her. She's been in some other bit parts here or there. But that was her biggest, Dr. Lewis.
Oh.
Good looking as hell.
I will...
You can look her up if you want to.
Yeah, but it'll probably show me.
I don't care.
Oh.
I can't believe you anyway when you guess an age. Why? You might be trying to throw me off. Just so you don't get a point. Just so I don't know you're Googling or not who they are.
Well... Most people know.
I know how you wait.
Party man, Dan knows. Looper, no, they all know. This computer gets turned off at 9:30 every day, so there's no chance.
Not a minute.
I prepare.
We got to talk. Party man.
Wait to the last minute to shut everything down. Why?
We got to summons party man. I got questions.
Why?
Over his recent activity.
What?
He's on the internet trying to trade passwords. Like, what are we doing, Dan?
Or
what's wrong with that?
Well, he's got a service he's offering up for another service. I'm like,
your trade. Oh, I see.
It's a whole conversation.
Is it for like?
Is it Disney Hulu Plus?
It's something along those lines.
Netflix.
You got to talk to Dan. I got questions.
What do you say for this lady? I'll say whatever Paige says, unless it's a stupid answer.
Okay, 50.
All right, that's way off.
That is way off.
Say she's like 42, 43?
That is worse, to be honest with you. 58 years old. Remember that show was on?
Yeah, Smarty Pants.
30 years ago.
I still don't know who the person is.
She's a blonde-haired lady.
I tried to look her up. A blonde-haired lady.
Am I right?
She's blonde-headed. Good looking as hell.
She's blonde-headed.
Here's interesting. This is interesting. No music.
Would it be great if someone was actually blonde-headed and from the neck up they were yellow?
Like
you're blonde-headed.
You're jaundiced.
You have jaundice from the neck
jaundiced
up.
Jaundiced hair.
You have gout. These two actors were in this. I don't know if this has ever happened before. Two actors in the same movie, born on the same day.
Whoa.
But not in the same year.
Okay.
And it's from RoboCop. So we'll start
Peter Weller.
He's one of them, but we're not going to do him first. We'll do Nancy Allen first. She was his female counterpart, his partner. Drop it.
63?
I looked her up recently, and she still looks the same. Nancy Allen is 75 years old today.
Good Lord.
And, of course, it is Peter Weller's birthday, too.
66.
68.
Well, it's an awful answer. Remember, we're going in order.
Look at her. Wow.
If she's 75, he's 78 years old today. Peter effing Weller.
God bless. We are fools. By the way, Superman looks great.
Dean Cain?
No, the movie, the new one.
Now, some people were saying it's got too much comedy in it.
Oh, I hadn't seen that. I just saw the one. Hey, eyes up here. it's good. Boy.
You like that the dog is going to be in it? Super dog?
You know.
Super dog.
It was part of the lexicon, part of the stuff they did, you know.
Will we see Superman naked ever, James Gunn? That's my question.
Do we need to?
Oh, yeah. We got to know what Superman's working
with.
What
he's packing.
We got to.
I mean, we didn't see Batman naked, and that would have been interesting, too.
Did we, though? I feel like we...
You saw his nipples.
Yeah, that's probably all you're going to get. In the comics, I don't know if you see his ass or not.
Is it Lindsey Buckingham?
Nope, not Linz.
Mick Fleetwood.
It is Mick's birthday.
Micker.
Oh, wow.
Founding member of Fleetwood Mac.
Tall guy.
Huge eyeballs.
Yep.
When he plays the guitar, it looks like he's on so many drugs. His eyes are so big. I saw them in Charlotte or Asheville. Yeah, one of the best.
What a ton. They're catalog,
man. Best concerts I literally have ever been to.
And they got Christine McVie. She passed away.
I know. Yeah. What a great lady.
And I think John's passed away too, right? So you don't have many left.
I will say Mick Fleetwood is 79. No, man. I bet you he is. I'll go 81 for Powdersville, South Carolina.
For the highway.
79.
Mick Fleetwood is 78 years old today. You know when Hawaii burned down his restaurant museum / it went away too? It got burned down with it.
It's funny you say that because you know how I was one of the conspiracy mysteries I did about the houses in Hawaii that didn't have blue roofs did not burn? So somebody sent me I could find it. I'm not prepared. But I'll give you credit when I remember to. Somebody sent me a real interesting link that now in South America, wherever it is, I guess South America right now, where the heat wave is like literally like just starting fires. Like it's
It came up here.
They're putting roofs. They're painting them and constructing them in blue because maybe scientists have known this for a long time. I don't know. But it repels the heat.
That makes sense.
I wonder why.
I don't know, but like, so I'm thinking, well, maybe that's why the ones in Hawaii didn't burn, is because they were repelling the heat with blue.
And black sucks it in, for sure.
Yeah, it does. Well,
once you get sucked in, you never go back, Paige. I read from Mike Seidel's blog.
Happy heavenly birthday to Jeff Beck, would have been 81 years old today.
That's a shame.
And Al Del
Roadhouse.
Al Del Vecchio on Happy Days. Al Molinaro would have been 106 years old.
Wow.
Big face, big
God,
nose.
Had a nose that, like, if you punched him in the nose, like, it'd break your wrist.
It really would. Best Weezer music video ever.
When they Before go to you could make that bullcrap AI hogwash stuff.
I hope he might have done it for all we know.
God.
He was always a budding director between Happy Days and American Graffiti.
He was. And his daughter likes to eat feces pie. But just for entertainment purposes only. Folks, what a show. I feel like crap because stuffed with onion rings.
Well, I'm stuffed with onion rings and eggs.
Well, now you're going to have to be stuffed. Well, this is the thing that we did not mention. And as today's winner of day one of King of the Rings, Fat Boy, you get to decide what day two is.
See, that's why there's no incentive on this show to win anything other than Monster Jam.
Or to come up with a bit.
Yep. Somebody's going to get it back.
Turn in a receipt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spartanburg, you owe Madman $10.
Hey, no, this company does. But, like, I swear, I go down there with receipts, and it's like I hear Jaws. It's like, No. Not going to pay.
It's not like Carl from Sling Blade is Jaws.
I'm going to chew that leg off.
Yeah, I'm going to eat you up. I eat you alive.
I'm going to kill you.
So tomorrow, day two of King of the Rings, and then Friday, and remember, Fatboy, with your creative fun.
Juices.
Your creative juices. I say that and I think about Israel right now. Juices. Just with Lindsay's diatribe.
Israel.
You can have fun with the term rings, you know? Yeah, you know,
I'm going to have to bounce some off of Paige and see what she thinks as far as suggestions go.
Oh, Lord.
I got a couple things I'd like to bounce off her.
Tulip rings?
Yeah. Whose lips?
No girl fights in the parking lot. Never mind.
No.
It could be arranged.
No.
If you want to stop by and get some of Paige, she'll kick your ass later.
Also.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
She's been working out.
Oh, you said kick. Damn it. I was forming a line right here.
Why? It could be arranged.
Get today's podcast. Also, BDA tomorrow. Best Damn Audio. Get today's podcast. Text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Don't text and drive. Thanks for listening. God bless America. Wash your hands. I did that already. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good. Yeah.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.